Now, boys and girls, we began last week to think about those people in the Bible who were called judges in the land of Israel. You remember we said that we read about those people in the book that is called the Book of Judges in the Bible, and that's the book that follows on, of course, from the Book of Joshua, where the children of Israel had come into the land that God had promised to give to them. Now remember also that when the Bible speaks about a judge, it's not really speaking about the person that we sometimes think a judge to be. You remember I said the man who sits in a court, who wears a great robe, who wears one of those white wigs on his head. When we think about a judge, that's generally how we think about a judge. And although the people who were called judges in the Bible, although they did judge cases in that sense, that's not really what judge means. A judge in the Bible was a man whom God sent to deliver the people from out of their troubles. And when we read in the Word of God then about the judges whom God raised up, then they were people, mostly men, but there was one woman whom God raised up for that purpose. God, you remember, told the children of Israel how they were to live. But there were times when they didn't live the way that God told them to live. And so God then delivered them into the hands of their enemies. But because he was their God, then he came and he delivered them also. And he sent these deliverers, these saviors, to do that job. Well, two of those we looked at last week, the woman called Deborah, you remember, and the man called Barak. And this morning I want to tell you about one who, in a sense, was one of the greatest judges, one of the greatest deliverers of the children of Israel of all. His name was Gideon. And the Bible tells us about how God delivered the children of Israel from their enemies and how he did it by that man called Gideon. Now the Bible tells us that Gideon one day was working at the threshing floor. He was a kind of farmer, and so he was working at the wheat to make bread for the rest of his family. Just as he was working, an angel of the Lord, a messenger of the Lord, came and stood beside Gideon, and he said, "Gideon, thou mighty man of valor, the Lord is with thee." And what the angel meant was this: Gideon, you are a mighty soldier. Well, Gideon, boys and girls, didn't at all feel like a mighty soldier. And in fact, he questioned the one who was speaking to him whether or not he could ever be a mighty soldier. But the one who was speaking to him, the messenger of the Lord, he told him indeed that he would be a great man of valor. He would be a great deliverer for the children of Israel, and he would deliver them out of the hand of their enemies, who were called the Midianites at that time. Well, Gideon said to the angel of the Lord, to the messenger of the Lord, "Wait here till I go into the house and bring you something." And he went into the house and he prepared a meal, and he brought the meal out and he set it upon a flat rock. Now he said, if I am going to deliver the children of Israel, if I am going to be a savior, then show me a sign. And the Bible tells us that the angel of the Lord then took the staff that was in his hand and he stretched it out towards the food that Gideon had put on a rock. And just as the staff touched the food, a light, a flame came from heaven and burnt the food up. Gideon was impressed. And when he saw that, he believed indeed that this one had come from God and that God was going to use him to deliver the people of Israel out of the hands of their enemies. So the angel of the Lord then said, here's what you're to do. You're to go and you're to throw down all the idols round about, and then you're to gather an army. And with the army that you gather, God is going to make you the leader, and you're going to go and you're going to defeat your enemies, the Midianites. Well, he went out, he did what God said, and then he began to gather his army about him, just as God had told him to do. Now this is where the strange things begin to happen, boys and girls, because when he had gathered his army about him, it was quite a good army. The Bible tells us he had 32,000 soldiers. That's nearly as many as all the people in Inverness. Not quite, but nearly as many. So he had an army of 32,000 soldiers. Maybe Gideon thought, this is a great army. Surely with this army, we'll go and we'll defeat the Midianites. However, God came to him and God spoke to him and he said, "Gideon, your army is too big." Who ever heard of an army going to fight their enemies being too big? But God said to Gideon, your army is too big, Gideon, and what I want you to do is this. I want you to take your army, say to the people, are there any of you who really don't want to go to fight against the Midianites? And you're to send those ones back to their home again. When Gideon gathered the army, the 32,000 soldiers, and he said, look, are there any of you who really don't want to go to fight, who want to go home again? What do you think? 22,000 of them said, we want to go back home. So from the great army that Gideon had, 32,000 soldiers, 22,000 of them went back to their homes again, and he was left with only 10,000. Well, he thought, it's not too bad, and at least it's still a good-sized army. We'll go and fight the Midianites with our 10,000 soldiers. And then God came again to Gideon, and he said, Gideon, your army is still too big. And my Gideon's heart must have just slumped down, boys and girls. And he thought, how many of an army are we to have? So God says, here's how you're to choose your army. Take all the soldiers down to the banks of the river and tell them to drink water. And the Bible says that when they went down, some of them got right down on their hands and their knees, and they put their mouth right into the water to drink. Others, they just put one hand into the water and lifted up some water and lapped it like that in their hands. Now, said the Lord to Gideon, the ones that lifted up the water in their hands, they are to be your soldiers. The others who bowed down to drink in the river, you're to send them back home. And my, when Gideon began to count the ones that had lifted up the water in their hand, how many do you think there were? 300. Only 300 left. And poor old Gideon must have thought, 32,000, 10,000, 300. How are we ever going to defeat the Midianites with only 300. God wasn't finished yet, boys and girls. Now he said to Gideon, here are the weapons that they're to take. Oh, well, thought Gideon, right, swords and bows and arrows and shields and spears. God said, Gideon, you're to give each of those men a pitcher. You know what a pitcher is? Like a bucket. Call it a bucket or a vase or a vase. You're to give them a pitcher. You're to give them a trumpet. And you're to give them a torch. A trumpet, a pitcher, and a torch. Who on earth could fight with those things? But then the Lord told Gideon, Gideon, here's what you're to do. In the middle of the night, go down into the camp of the Midianites and keep your ears open. He went down into the camp of the Midianites, and he went to one of the tents, and he heard a Midianite telling another one. He said, you know, I had a strange dream. He said, I saw this great big barley loaf, and it came rolling down the hill. You know how some loaves are kind of round? It came rolling down the hill right into our camp, and it flattened all of our tents. What a strange dream. The other Midianite soldier said, I know what that dream means. It means that the Lord God of the Israelites is going to defeat us at the hands of that man, Gideon. Aye, when Gideon heard that, his heart must have leapt again, and he knew that whatever God was doing, God was on their side. So he went back to his 300 of an army, and he divided them into three, and he put 100 over in that hill, and 100 in that hill, and 100 in that hill, and he said, now at night, when the darkness falls, he said, I want you to all smash your pitchers with an awful noise. And then he says, you're to keep your torches inside the pitchers, first of all burning, then smash your pitchers, lift up your torch into the air, blow with your trumpet, and then shout out the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And when they did that, all the Midianites down in the valley below, they panicked, and they thought surely a tremendous army had come upon them. And the Bible says that in the darkness and in the panic, they thought that each other was an Israelite. And they began to fight with one another with their swords and their weapons until they fled in panic. And God defeated the Midianites through Gideon. You see the lesson, boys and girls. The lesson is that we must have absolute faith and trust in God. God doesn't do things very often the way we think they should be done. And the Bible says that very often God will be glorified in very little things. And so the important thing for us is that our trust is in the Lord our God. And so when the Holy Spirit of God wrote the Bible and he gave us this book, which we call the Book of Judges, all of that was to teach us lessons. Teach us lessons how God delivers, how God works. And very often the way that God works, those ways are very strange to our hearts and our minds, but we must believe them and rejoice in them because they are God's ways.